Lessons in Attachment is the podcast where I am talking openly and honestly about some of the key challenges so many of us face in love, dating and relationships, especially when we relate to having an anxious and or avoidant attachment style. I'm Carly Ann, I'm a somatic practitioner with a focus on attachment and self-esteem. Driven by my own journey of doing the inner work on healing the past and becoming more secure, this podcast is where you will find top healing tips, other people's lessons in love, and a community of people just like you and just like me that are determined to break the cycle of insecure attachment. I truly believe that everyone deserves a healthy love in their lifetime. Hello and welcome back to Lessons in Attachment. If you are new here, it is amazing to have you. I hope that you get lots of support, take some gems away from either this episode and any of the others if you're diving in. And if you are rejoining and you are here most weeks, then welcome, welcome. Either way, make sure that you follow me on Instagram, carly.ann_. Jump into my DMs or reply to my stories. I just, I love to connect with those of you that are over here on the podcast. So by day, I work in mental health as a trainee high intensity psychotherapist. And the rest of the time, you'll find me right here coaching and mentoring people, basically to feel more secure in life and love. At the moment, guys, I'm spending quite a bit of time kind of transitioning between talking lots about the anxious and avoidant trap and codependency. So that real over-reliance on needing someone else, relying on someone else for your validation, for a sense of self, really losing yourself in love. And actually, it really links highly into what we've been talking about in terms of the anxious avoidant trap as well, because a lot of the time, these are the kind of behaviors that you see the anxious person engaging in when you're attracted to someone that perhaps isn't available, is avoidant, has kind of moved on to that stage where they're pulling back, whatever it is that's happening. It can really trigger that codependency. And the same if you're in a long-term relationship and you know that you're overly reliant on your partner, that your mood depends on their mood, you just want them to be okay. It's like we want you to be a caring, supportive partner as you are, but it's giving too much to the point where you lose yourself. And if it's a healthy long-term relationship, your partner doesn't want that for you anyway, right? So today, what I want to talk to you about is the idea of detaching. So detaching from that high, intense, kind of like codependency, basically. Detaching from relationships, I'm thinking of the book, Women Who Love Too Much. You're not too much, but you can give too much. You can get lost. You can think too much and feel too much for this person. And I guess one of the main things about today is let me just tell you, because I've got it right here somewhere. Let's have a look. I'm just sat here. I've been planning the workshop that I'm running inside the Attachment Recovery Gym, which will be on the 6th of May, The Power of Detachment, Overcoming Dependency and Reclaiming Your Life, Overcoming Codependency and Reclaiming Your Life. And one of the things that I've written in here that feels very relevant right now is detachment does not mean you become a cold, uncaring, avoidant partner. Okay, practicing detachment in the context of anxious attachment doesn't mean becoming cold or indifferent. This is about finding a healthy balance where you're not overly reliant on someone else. You're not overly reliant on your partner's actions or opinions or the person that you like at the moment for your own sense of self-worth and that emotional stability. So you can feel calm, you can function, you can be yourself. Perhaps even if you don't quite know what they're up to, you haven't heard from them for a while, they've got other plans, they're in a mood. Detachment allows you to maintain your own identity, your well-being, whilst still being engaged and supportive in the relationship. Okay, it doesn't mean shutting down emotionally. It doesn't mean you're not going to be intimate. This is about independence and self-assurance whilst staying connected to your partner in relationships in a healthy way. And guess what? In secure relationships, like I was just alluding to this already, this is what your partner wants. They want you to have the last Rolo. That's chocolate if you're not aware of what Rolos are. They want you to do like things for you. They want you to see your friends. They don't care if you have a night off from cooking for them. They, you know, if they're unwell and you still stick to your dinner plans, they're going to be okay with that because they can take care of themselves. They can take care of their own feelings. And if they really want you there to look after them, they'll ask. Just remember, you are a good person with an amazing soul, and detaching is not going to change that. So yeah, I've already alluded to this, but coming up inside the Attachment Recovery Gym, or if you're listening to this in the future, you can go back and revisit this. But we've got Welcome to the Codependency series on May the 1st. We've got Overcoming Codependency and Reclaiming Your Life, our monthly workshop. We're going to have somatic practices there for you, affirmations for you. There's going to be plenty to dive into to support this detachment. But for today, let's talk. I want to basically give you five truths about detachment, because I know that it can be scary or it can be uncertain. How do I even do this? How do we go about it? How do we change these codependent patterns of a lifetime? The reality is, when you have anxious attachment, the struggle with the dependence on someone else, it can feel desperate and it can cast a real shadow over your relationships. And I know that anxious attachers that I'm working with that are in the membership, or maybe even yourself, often find themselves experiencing really overwhelming emotions, an intense need for like reassurance, and this just hugely deep-seated fear of being left, of being rejected. And when you put this all together, this is what leads to that codependency, those behaviors where you become so enmeshed in someone else's life, you don't know where you begin and where they end, or where they begin and where you end. And what that looks like is sacrificing your own needs in really subtle ways or really obvious ways. And I actually have got some, I've put that into the workshop if you're a member, or if you want to become a member. And I will talk about that in more detail on the 6th of May. But for now, you just need to think about, okay, well, what are the obvious things I do? What are the subtle things that I do that are causing me to lose myself, essentially? Detachment, overcoming codependency, like really reclaiming your life, reclaiming your sense of self. This is what's going to help you to have that inner peace. It's going to help you in the storm of anxious attachment to have healthier relationships. And I feel like if we can kind of focus on this, if you can think, okay, this, rather than keep obsessing over, you know, what are attachment styles? Why is that person acting like this? Will they come back? What does this mean? If actually you can start to really look at the truths of detachment, exploring how it can serve you, either it's going to help you with the current relationship scenario that you're in, or it's going to help you with your healing and in the future. So let's look a little bit more. So number one, if you haven't got this from what I've said already, detachment is not disconnection. Okay, so contrary to popular belief, detachment does not mean disconnecting from yourself. It doesn't mean becoming avoidant. I know plenty of you will say, oh, I feel like I'm becoming more avoidant. Sometimes that's as you're starting to find your secure self. I really believe we all have a secure self within, and rediscovering that can be bumpy. And sometimes we don't know, is this me being avoidant? Is this feeling more secure? It's often a new experience, you know, so starting to figure that out is really normal. But just knowing that detachment and rediscovering your secure self within, it's not going to lead to disconnection. It's actually going to allow you just to step back from intense emotions and attachment and to begin the process of really finding yourself. But just now, this first truth of detachment is really just to, I guess, ease any anxieties around, does this mean that I'm going to not care or disconnect and not have any relationships? The second truth is that detachment requires acceptance. So true detachment, becoming more balanced and more healthy in terms of how much you show your love, in terms of how much you are caring and doing for someone else, it's going to really involve accepting things as they are without trying to control or change. This is really about letting go of the attachment to specific outcomes, to shoulds and musts, to other people's behaviors, actually. And this is not about what, so should I accept an unavailable? Absolutely not. But this is about finding some detachment. Let's say if you're in a relationship and you are so attached to what your partner is doing on a Saturday night, are you able to detach from that? Are you able to surrender to the present moment? This acceptance frees us from the grip of anxiety. It allows us to find peace. It allows our partner to have freedom. And never do I mean crossing your boundaries and going out on Saturday night and having absolutely no contact with you. That is not what I mean. I just mean, can you detach from the uncertainties? Can you detach from not trusting? Can you detach from making up stories in your mind? Can you detach from the fact that they maybe want to go out on a Saturday with their friends and it doesn't mean anything about you? And obviously, apply whatever example suits you. That's just what's coming to my mind because I had a conversation with someone and their partner on a Saturday night recently. Third truth, detachment is actually really empowering. It's far, far from being a sign of weakness. It is a really powerful tool for your personal growth, for your resilience. This is also detaching from negative thought patterns, from toxic relationships, that external validation. This is really, can I detach from these patterns, these habits, these strategies that I've had that have kept me in that sense of control, that have been trying to determine an outcome, that have been trying to protect me in some way? Can I detach from these kind of habits and actually begin to prioritize my passions? Can I begin to prioritize self-care for myself? Can I start to lean into my bigger vision and still navigate life's challenges, but at the same time, living a meaningful life? So detachment can be really empowering. It doesn't leave you powerless. The fourth truth is that detachment requires a lot of self-compassion. People with anxious attachment leading in those into those codependent behaviors often really struggle with self-critical thoughts, kind of inner beliefs that you hold about yourself and others and the world that I work with an awful lot. And when we're detaching, that can really come alive, or we're kind of thinking, there's this belief basically, if we're not getting this validation, maybe it's not a belief, it's almost just how we are. When we're not getting this validation, the self-critical thoughts increase and the feeling of like anxiety and desperation or sadness increases. And so we really need to be able to cultivate that self-compassion to recognize our own worthiness ourselves, independent of that need for the external validation, and knowing that without that, we're going to go through this phase of just believing that I'm not good enough, that things are bad. And through that, we don't want to kick ourselves whilst we're down. So those self-critical thoughts will keep the attachment going. So can we actually really lean in to self-love, to self-compassion at this time, and know that it's not going to be easy, and know that we're going to have our own backs. And the last truth I'm going to leave you with around attachment is that this is a skill to cultivate. Okay. It's not something that happens overnight. This is a skill that requires practice, it requires a patience, and it requires willingness from you. Willingness to be, to do, to think something different. And I know if you've got an anxious attachment, learning to detach from these really powerful thoughts and these fears, it can be tough. This is why I'm always talking about mindfulness techniques of living in the moment, self-soothing tools, survival kit. We do need, as much as I really believe that, shifting our thoughts and our inner beliefs is really key in this journey and building like our self-esteem. I also do believe in those survival techniques. And what I mean by that is when it's really tough, when you're feeling attached to someone and detachment feels impossible, that we lean on survival techniques. That might be that walk outside. That might be taking that hot bath. It might be leaning on our friends. We need survival techniques sometimes in that moment, and that's okay. This is a skill. It's not going to happen overnight. Real practice, real self-love, leaning into that self-compassion again. But if you can really begin to think about the art of detachment, and if I had to really think of my own experience, think, okay, if I was to say to you what absolutely helped me with detaching, because there are so many things, and it's really hard because you do go through this phase where it kind of sounds like you're saying, oh, just let people do what they want and don't care. But never ever am I saying that. And if anyone takes that away, I can just guarantee you that's not my intention. And so if you take it away, there's absolutely nothing I can do about that. But I'm never saying just accept for treatment. You need to be able to decipher between boundaries you're willing to be flexible with, boundaries that are an absolute no-go, and kind of recognize where our partners, potential partners, need freedom. So an example would be my partner being late for things. I'm always quite open about this one. Being late for things, not being on time. He wasn't a planner in those early stages of dating. If that's non-negotiable for you, then that's absolutely fine. But actually, I decided to detach from those things, that this is who he is. Has he got better? Yes. As the relationships progressed, was I able to say, hey, listen, I really need you to be on time for this? Absolutely. Does it always work? No, and I really chose to detach from that. If I want this long-term relationship, I really want this person in my life. There are so many good things that outweigh this. Can I detach from this rather than get upset every single time he might be late, or those kind of things, or he wasn't planning things? He was detached from my not so strong points, And sometimes if I was running late, I remember one time being on the tube and I was running late, and I just thought, there's no way he's gonna get annoyed at me or think I'm disrespectful. And like, I had that freedom anyway. And there's lots of things where he's detached, so I had so much more freedom than maybe he almost would, because I was attached to these things. So that's all I mean by that. And that's one of the biggest things for me in terms of detachment. And the other thing that helped me hugely was following my own dreams, having my own passions, and making sure that I still prioritize them even when I met my partner. That's why I dedicated myself to them, because I knew that they were going to help me with detachment. I knew if I had something else that I cared so deeply about, and it was also helped with my happiness, my sense of self, and following your deepest dreams, that is just so powerful. I knew that no matter who came into my life, I would still have that. I would not be willing to give that up. And that has remained. That's absolutely true. And that's the same with hobbies. It's the same with things that I enjoy. I'm not saying that they haven't changed and shifted, of course, especially now that I'm having a baby. That's absolutely going to shift and change. And who knows how that's going to look. But staying in touch with those things is just so powerful. Okay, guys, I have just got a low battery sign. My charger's in the other room. So I'm going to call it a day on this episode. But like I say, The Attachment Recovery Gym is the ideal online space for you if you're looking for workshops, if you're looking support with your anxious attachment. You want to be in a space, my words aren't coming out. You want to be in a space where, like, I'm there, I'm coaching, there's Q&As, there's so many resources, there's a whole hub of guest experts and just support right there, and different themes of difficulties. So like I say, next month, lots on detaching, lots on codependency behaviors, which is really key for anxious attachment. You can join for 1 month, you can join for 3 months or 6 months, but I highly recommend it. It's a complement to your coaching, to any therapy that you're having. It's that practical side, doing the things, going to the gym. That is what this is for your secure attachment. And I'd love to see you over there. But if that's not the time for you yet, please do keep coming back to Lessons in Attachment. And as I said at the beginning, follow me on Instagram, carly.ann_. That's all the admin bits. I hope you took some gems from this, and I will see you back here again soon.